This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Hear this, Israel. The shaking is upon us. The foundations tremble not from earthly quakes alone, but from the weight of judgment descending upon Edom. Their arrogance, their relentless pursuit of dominion, it corrodes. Obadiah foretold it, and we witness it unfolding before our eyes. But do not mistake judgment for the fullness of Yahuwah's purpose. Even as the nations reel from the consequences of their wickedness, a restoration is taking root, a return to the ancient ways, to the land, to self-reliance. Look around you. The fragility of this so-called globalized world is not accidental. These aren't random disruptions. The fractured supply chains, the soaring prices, it is Yahuwah dismantling the false security built upon the backs of nations hostile to his covenant people. Deuteronomy warned us, did it not? A time would come when dependence on foreign lands would bring hardship, a stripping away of provision. For generations, Israel has traded its birthright for the convenience of instant gratification. We've become reliant on systems designed to control, to enslave. Babylon's markets have ensnared us, and Edom profits from our dependence. But this ends now. Yahuwah is breaking the chains of economic slavery, forcing a reckoning with the land, with the seasons, with the very source of our sustenance. They call it economic disruption. We know it as divine reset. Consider what is happening with food. The engineered fragility, the deliberate manipulation of the harvest, it's all part of the pattern. They seek to control the very means of life, to dictate terms, to hold nations hostage. But Yahuwah will not allow his covenant people to starve at the hands of their enemies. He is exposing the lie of centralized control, revealing the inherent instability of a system built on greed and exploitation. This isn't about returning to some romanticized past. It's about reclaiming principles ordained from the beginning. Remember Jacob in the wilderness. The manna fell, yes, a miraculous provision, but it was temporary. Yahuwah didn't intend for Israel to remain perpetually dependent on a daily handout. He commanded the gathering of seeds, the cultivation of the land, the keeping of flocks. These weren't archaic practices, but principles of resilience, of living in harmony with the natural order, of taking responsibility for our own sustenance. This is the essence of restoration, not simply a return to a geographical location, but a return to a way of life rooted in covenant, in obedience, in stewardship of the land. It's a rejection of the false promises of Babylon, a turning away from the seductive allure of convenience and control. And this isn't happening in a vacuum. As Edom tightens its grip, seeking to exploit the chaos, Yahuwah is simultaneously awakening his people. Scattered Israel, the remnant of Jacob's seed dispersed through the ships of captivity, is stirring. They are beginning to remember the ancient ways, to reconnect with the land, to rebuild communities based on principles of mutual aid and self-sufficiency. This is not a call to isolationism. It's a call to discernment, to recognize who our true enemies are and to build a future independent of their control, to prioritize local production, to support sustainable agriculture, to foster a culture of resilience and resourcefulness. The modern state of Israel, a political construct built on shifting sands, continues to escalate tensions, drawing fire upon itself. But Israel, covenant Israel, the scattered tribes, is the target of this restoration, not the instrument of it. The judgment falls on Edom and its allies, while the scattered seed is being gathered, prepared for the days to come. We see it in the growing interest in permaculture, in homesteading, in community gardens. We see it in the revival of ancient skills, in the rediscovery of forgotten knowledge. We see it in the burgeoning movement of people choosing to live simpler, more sustainable lives. This is the harvest at hand, a harvest not of grain or fruit, but of awakened souls, of reclaimed heritage, of restored covenant. A harvest of resilience, of self-reliance, of a return to the ancient paths. Let Edom crumble under the weight of its own arrogance. Let the nations reel in chaos. Yahuwah is faithful. He is restoring all things. He He is preparing a people for the days of His glory. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.